Well, you know, we were pleased to see that providers and patients clearly are eager for more engagement. I think one of the basic, foundations is really going to be around communications, and patients are seeing technology as that channel to interact or expand. You know, we were interested to see about 60% of the providers said that they're actually making patient engagement a top priority. And then again, with the survey respondents on the patient side, they were saying that they only saw about 35% of those folks that responded said that they noticed that the providers were really trying to become more engaged with them. I think both patients and providers, welcome that expanded access to health information via online channels, for example. I think 74% of the patients actually said that having more access to their health information or their health record would allow them to play a more active role in their overall healthcare plan. Providers were definitely in tune with that same sentiment, where 67% of them said they were working on a way to make personal healthcare records a little bit easier for them to access. I look at, building on that, I was probably most excited, and you're seeing, I'm not sure how much research you do, Jason, looking at the, models of care around looking at wearables and what kind of influence wearables are going to have. I think there's a ton of pilots that are out there today. Just quite simply, if you look at, the Fitbits or iWatch or the Under Armour gear, the Nike product, there's a lot of different devices out there. And then you get into more of a clinical setting from, blood glucose monitors, different devices that patients can actually be able to leave the hospital and, be a part of a study. Today, again, I think it's on a much smaller scale. But the point I was getting to is about 28% of those providers that responded said they either are or are going to plan to provide patients with the ability to merge that information that might be on their mobile device or those wearable technologies into those online patient portals that they offer. So I don't think we've really seen the power of wearables yet in the space today. I think a lot of it's going to come down to who's going to pay for those devices, the cost, or probably even more importantly is that question around security. How is that information going to be securely transmitted, securely stored, and securely managed?